I believe that the world is filled with compassionate strangers.
I believe in dancing.
I believe that even rats need love.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. In her poem, How Heron Comes, acclaimed poet Mary Oliver observes, "It is a negligence of the mind not to notice how at dusk Heron comes to the pond and stands there in his death robes, perfect servant of the system, hungry, his eyes full of attention, his wings pure light." Reciting these words, I can't help but wonder how many of us no longer see the heron, so to speak, because of the rush of our lives and the relentless distractions that surround us moment to moment. Fortunately, this week's essayist, Scott Turner, has slowed down his own life in order to share his thoughts about this ever-present challenge.
During the second half of fall, fruit on the 14 crab apples in the local college dormitory quad turned from yellow to red, and songbirds dropped from the skies to feed on them. On a sunny morning, I stood among 400 songbirds that literally swirled around me. They fed in a near deafening disharmony of trills, rattles, shrieks, chuckles, and calls that reverberated between the brick walls of the quad. About 250 American robins and 150 European starlings shuttled between the crab apples and the other ornamentals in the rectangular space. Some 25 sleek-looking cedar waxwings whistled amidst the mix. In addition, I tallied at least 10 other species of birds in the crab apples, the taller trees, and the thick ground-hugging shrubbery. I felt surrounded by a computer-generated special effects display, except that the experience was real. Possibly my most striking sighting was that of a student soaking in the scene. Students walk through the quad all the time, but during the height of the annual fall crabapple feeding frenzy, young people usually march right through. With the onset of digital devices, this lack of recognition of surroundings seems particularly acute. Most students traverse the quad with their heads down, squinting at LED screens, or their heads up, listening to something via earbuds. In fact, earbuds seem to hang from skulls like umbilical cords. Earbuds may mark a new primary source of human physical and emotional dependence. I decided to chat with the student. Her name was Elizabeth. She was a college senior from Connecticut. Watching and listening to the birds was amazing, she said. Digital devotees, this contact between Elizabeth and me was called a conversation. In it, we looked at each other, read faces, and listened. I believe that such a chat represents a physical and emotional experience unattainable via a fruit-branded smartphone. I also believe it is a learning experience. Elizabeth, for example, said that she would like to become a teacher someday. In particular, Elizabeth hoped to explain to children the world around them. I found such a face-to-face encounter as satisfying as standing among all of the squawking birds devouring berries. Almost every workday for the past 15 years, I've walked through the crabapple-rimmed quad. Each occurrence never seems the same. The end result of each endeavor, however, shares something similar. What I see or encounter within the space seems sacred. That, I believe, is a slice of daily life that always leaves me feeling hopeful.
In addition to his duties as the Director of Web Communications at Brown University, Turner writes a weekly nature commentary for the Providence Journal. He's a former land manager, park ranger, and science writer. Turner lives in Providence with his wife and two children. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.